Good evening to all my listeners and viewers out there, both on talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. Welcome to a new episode of Frank About Health, where today I will be providing a family member on the show. No, a professional family member, if any of my cousins should ask, but she is also a host right here on talkradio.nyc, Dr. George Ann Dow, host of Journey Through to Awareness with Judy Miller, who I know is her co-host. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not being able to speak with her today, but it's because we want to talk about your brand of spirituality in healthcare. And I have been looking forward to doing this show literally since last July, because one of the missing elements that always occurs on my episodes is whether I'm talking about cancer or whether I'm talking about mental health disorders or whether I'm talking about medicines. The thing that is missing from my conversation is usually the aspect of spiritual connection to your creator, especially when we find ourselves in stressful times, when we're praying for peace, when we're praying for resolution to our problems. But I never have a chance to discuss that. So I'm looking forward to spend the next hour with all of you out there and to possible listeners of my show who listen to hers, to be able to combine spirituality and healthcare together. First, for those who already don't know, let me explain who my guest is. She is a psychotherapist, psychoanalyst, correct? And she's also a holistic healer using spiritual training as part of her influence. And she also is, you deal in nutrition, correct?
Naturopath.
Naturopath, right, which also guides in nutrition and other kinds of treatments that may exist for any of us out there. So we're going to devote the hour to spirituality. However, we want to spend the first 10 or so minutes for Georgianne to welcome her here and to talk about your training as a psychoanalyst.
That's great. Thank you, Frank. You're so generous. It's terrific to be here with you. Hi, everyone. What a privilege to be here with all of you. And I hope that our experience today can shed some light for any need that you might have in your heart. Mm-hmm. So generally, I'd like to just start with saying that we are all part of creation and we're all part of God. God is the creator of all creation and we are part of that creation. And it is our birthright to recognize that we are born in love and that love is who we are. And it is also our birthright to bring that to each other, which is the human family and all of creation. So that being said, that has been my feeling since I was a little girl. And that is the essence of what I bring into the psychoanalytical work, which I'd like to just touch upon, if I may, and explain what it is I do and why it's profound. And God gave me these gifts. I'm trained, but I've been very gifted to have the type of mentors that I've had. The work of Hyman Spotnitz, Dr. David Endler, which are both disciples of Sigmund Freud. And I've also studied the work of Carl Jung. Whatever we're brought up around becomes our blueprint. So whatever we're brought up around and how we were made to feel in the environment of that upbringing becomes our blueprint of how we perceive the world, how we perceive each other, how we perceive life in general. And because we all have pieces that are dysfunctional as well as whole, we pass on both to our children. And none of us really know how to parent. We all make mistakes raising our children, and mistakes were made with us, not out of any malicious intent, but just out of what is in our cupboards. If we were brought up in an environment where there were cupboards bare, we can only pass on those bare cupboards. That's all we have. So, you know, that being said, it's not a matter of blaming our history or blaming our environment, because actually the inner work that we're called to, and, you know, one of my passions is the psychological commentaries of the gospel, and the from the Torah, the original spiritual text of the Talmud of the Hebrews is very profound, because it states that we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are, which really what they're saying is that everything we see is perceived by our initial introduction to life. So our early beginning starts in the womb. So from 0 to 7, what we experienced, let's say in the womb, we had our own experience in the womb, but we also had the experience of the mother whose womb it was. So how mother felt about being pregnant, how mother felt about the child growing in her womb, affects the fetus. And then we're born, and we are, and being born is very traumatic, because we are pushed out relatively violently out of a very beautiful, safe, relatively safe, hopefully safe, environment where everything is provided. Mm-hmm. And we're pushed out now into somewhat of a dysfunctional environment. Hopefully there's lots of love amidst it, so that the comfortability that we had changes. And that is the infant's first introduction to abandonment, rejection,
disconnection.
Abandonment and rejection.
And also disconnection, literally.
And disconnection. And that lives in us. So we have an obligation to ourselves and each other and God to work on ourselves and do the inner work to, and that's what I work with people to guide them through their own individual inner work to recognize what's going on in here.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can own myself, including my feelings of abandonment, rejection, self-hate. We all have a certain amount of self-hate. That was Hyman Spotnitz's contribution to Sigmund Freud's work.
Mm-hmm.
And to recognize and to own what's going on in here so that I don't project it out onto everyone else. Because what we don't transform, we transmit. Mm. And we can transmit it nonverbally. We can transmit it through action, through behavior, that we are totally unaware of doing, because we only operate 10% consciously. Mm-hmm. The other 90% of our psyche is unconscious until it's not. And it becomes not through doing the inner work, the psychoanalytical work, and the spiritual work. It becomes not. But it's a journey. And that's why my show I had named A Journey Through Into Awareness. Because it's a journey and there's no quick fix. Anything that promises a quick fix does not have deep roots.
Correct. Correct.
And it will fall apart easily.
What you are basically describing in your way, and especially on a platform with this being a health show, is how you work using psychotherapy or psychoanalytic training and research.
Correct.
In conjunction with the spirituality of your heart and your intuition, and
yes,
what we are unconscious about, including the experience of birth, and you're creating the mind-body connection that most people are just not able to succeed at doing.
Yes, thank you, Frank. That's beautifully articulated. Beautiful. It's exactly right. Frank just put it together beautifully. Yes. Mm. And what we hold inside, I think it was Carl Jung that spoke about that we go through life thinking that we can bury all of this. But what's happening is we're really dragging around dead bodies.
of our ancestors.
And the yes, and the dead bodies of the wounded parts of ourselves that we don't want to address,
Interesting.
because they're parts of ourselves that want life so they can be transformed and resurrected out and through, but they're dead. We don't
Interesting.
give them any life because we look to squash them. Whatever we were brought up around, how we were made to feel while we were being trained, whether it be potty trained or when somebody told us not to stick our finger into the light socket, whatever that was, how we were taught, we hold in ourselves. And the child would never blame the parent. The child will always blame themselves because the parent is my survival. It's the child's survival. So the child will always blame itself, even if the parent does something wrong and the child is confused by it.
Wow. So then, while we've learned all throughout the last 100 years since Freud about defense mechanisms and denial and dream analysis and what kind of disorder, personality disorders, whatever, though that's just the academic theoretical construct behind all of the activities that are actually being manifested from our ancestry. It's
Yes.
probably genetic in nature. They do say we carry on the memories of those
Yes.
ancestors,
Yes.
but you're coming up with the missing equation or the missing variable, which is the spirituality component that most people are not aware of, and that you aim to guide people to become aware of. Because at the end, like what I talk about on my show, I say, own your
Yes.
healthcare problem, own your
Yes.
solutions. You're
Yes.
saying the best, one of the best ways to own it is by being in touch with your spirituality, and then integrating the two together to come up with hopefully a much more aware mentality after you work through all of the necessary issues you need to work through.
Absolutely. Abs beautifully said. Total, right. A gradual awareness to a higher consciousness, which we're called to work towards and embrace.
And
And even.
now we have to embrace the 2-minute break. Well,
Yes, we do.
and it's a perfect segue to the next section when we're going to talk about your spiritual training. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned on this episode where we're being frank about spirituality in healthcare with George Andow and myself, Frank R. Harrison, on talkradio.nyc. Stay tuned.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Frank About Health. I'm here with my special guest, Dr. George Andel, host of Journey Through to Awareness, as well as we're discussing today about spirituality and healthcare. And we just had an excellent introduction to her appearance on today's show, where she was providing a clear picture about all the things that I have been saying, but from the medical angle or from the healthcare angle. And I sat here literally as a student, becoming aware that the spiritual component is what's unfortunately lacking in terms of understanding. It's not that people don't choose to learn it or that they're not informed properly. It just seems to be one of those missing answers that we are always spending our life trying to find, well, missing questions rather, that we're spending our life trying to find the answers to. So we're going to spend the next 15 minutes or so, well, 12 minutes before commercial, talking about the spiritual side of her practice. And I just want to point out for anybody who saw me on Facebook Live put on my cross, this is something that I always wear under my shirt or while I'm going between my home and my current place where I'm broadcasting the show, because I have a spiritual side to my personality. I don't consider myself super religious, but I am aware that just having a sense of closeness with my spiritual belief in God, it calms me down, because we do live in stressful times today. But the thing that I just took from what Georgianne said in the last segment of the show is that this cross or whatever other token that you may choose or anyone out there may choose in order to embrace God in their life, it's actually an asset to learn how to use, even if your focus is more on mental health or if your focus is on physical health. So, Georgianne, by all means, let's continue our conversation and now get into your techniques in using the spiritual aspect of your treatment.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's only one God. I happen to have embraced and studied Hinduism, Buddhism along my journey, Christianity. It wasn't until, interestingly enough, and I was very resistant to go, a friend of mine said, why don't you go to the Catholic Church? Because I was going to every building I could find in search of a higher power. Because I was very aware that there was more to myself in life than myself. I was very aware of it. And we all, I think, believe in God on some level. Most of us believe in God on some level. And if we don't, that's fine too. There's no judgment or criticism here. Mm-hmm. But for those of us that do believe in God, the God of your understanding, how do you hear God call you? What is your relationship with that God? What does that God look like to you? You know, God is certainly not a man in the sky with concrete legs holding a book of what we've done. And if we have that image of a God, of a judgmental, critical God, it's probably because we had a parent that was that way with us. Because God, through all creation, if you read scripture, if you read Rumi, Hindu, Buddhism, you will see that God is a God of love. Mm-hmm. And we're created in love. And we are called to embrace that love. And when we don't, that's what the sin is. And Jesus speaks a lot about heaven, which is really a place in us. It's not a place in the sky. God lives in us. God lives outside of us. Us asking where God is like a fish asking where the water is as it's swimming in it. So God, it lives in us. How do we, through God's invitation, embrace that consciousness? Now, Jesus died for us to recognize what life here would be like. When we don't do the inner work and we don't want to see, like so many in scripture where Jesus healed their vision,
right?
it was, could it be it was more metaphor that they were saying, I really want to see what you see, Lord. I want to see how you see. It wasn't about physical blindness. It was about spiritual blindness. We're all spiritually blind.
Interesting.
All of us. Because there's so much more to God. There's so much of God's love inviting us to accept that love. And can we, and if we cannot accept that love, we're not in touch with the love of our true self, and we haven't learned to love. I haven't learned to love. I've had 42 years of analysis, and I've been on the spiritual path since I'm 30. I'm 67 years old now. How the heck did that happen? I don't know. But I'm not claiming to have it together. I don't want to come across like that. I just have a heart of desire to embrace. I hunger to embrace. I hunger to love.
Well, that would be the way that God is communicating through you, through your hunger. Me. Right. Right.
And I think God touches all of us with hunger, because if you look at the world, we look to fill that hunger with what? Things of the world.
Right.
Cars, food, clothes, nothing wrong here. But if we're making these things a God with a small g, then we're off the path.
Right. We're not connected to our understanding of what God truly is, especially within ourselves.
We're not connected with the truth of the love that lives in us.
So then from the healthcare perspective, do you find that your spiritual training is more effective to those suffering from emotional or mental health issues? Or do you also find it of value when dealing with physical ailments, cancer, diabetes?
All things.
Interesting.
All pieces, even people without a mental disorder, just everyday life. Life is difficult. Yes. M. Scott Peck wrote in his book, A Road Less Traveled, the first line, life is difficult. It's challenging. And we think with our ego, which has to die so that we can transform and rise beyond it into the heavenly mystical realm, which is available to us.
Right.
So we need to die to our false self and take on the likeness of God. Die to our false self and take on the likeness of our true self. When we go into our true self, and this is a lifetime journey, we meet our God.
Why do you think it is then that during life, obviously when you're an infant, that's one stage of it, but when you're going through teenage years and beyond, that most people are still seeking? Why are they not getting as hungry as you are in finding out their connection to God, which is within us? Have they learned not to pay attention? What would be the reasoning behind why so many people just have never grasped it?
I think that there are two portals to God, love and suffering. Either you've been loved really well into God, or you've suffered a lot.
So those that have suffered a lot don't even have the time or the wherewithal to start looking at their relationship with God as much as those that have had a lot of love, let's say.
Those that have suffered a lot have the opportunity to get that. They can't solve their own that their own issues. It is beyond them. There is more. There is more. The suffering invites us to turn to God, to turn to God in the vulnerability that I'm trying to figure this out. I can't figure this out. I don't know what's going on. I need help. Isn't that when most of us pray?
Yes.
And God wants us to pray in the relationship of love. And we go to God in our need, and God meets us no matter what. God wants relationship with us.
So we live in a world that unfortunately a lot of people are shutting him out and they don't even know it.
Ego is spelled E-G-O.
Yeah.
Edging God out.
Wow. Amazing.
the more we stay and desire to stay with, I know my, I am my pride. It's about me. I'm going to do this. I can buy this. I can do this. All the attachments, no criticism. We've all been there at one point or another.
Right.
But when we do that, there's no room for God. We're so full of ourselves, our pride, and what we, and our desires.
Mm. You know, I've had two shows in the past on narcissism, and we all know that narcissism is a clinical disorder. That
well, we're all narcissistic though, Frank.
No, but I'm talking about pathological.
You're talking about pathological narcissism. Yeah. Okay.
Well, based on what you've just said, the pathological narcissist sounds like to me the type of individual that doesn't ever want to have a relationship with God or is
might
afraid
be.
Of it.
Might be. You might be right.
Interesting. So there's a lot of fear in narcissism.
A lot of fear, a lot of defense, a lot of resistance. And we don't make these pieces wrong. There is nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. We look at it with empathy and compassion in recognition that these pieces were put in place as a defense, as a little one growing up, to learn to guard against the hurt and pain that you felt in the center of the home you lived in. The same thing with anger. Anger is a cover-up for deep hurt and sorrow.
Wow. Always. Of course, the best measure of that is when your organs or your metabolic system is out of whack and you get laboratory results that show that you've got high cholesterol or diabetes or something, which is the physical manifestation of that deep hurt that has not yet been resolved.
Absolutely. I've worked with patients where growing up, they never had a voice. They couldn't speak what they were feeling. No one would listen to them. They have thyroid issues.
Incredible. Speaking of which, we have another commercial break right now, but we're going to get into a little bit about your show, as well as get into some of the homeopathic work or naturopath, which is the correct term?
Naturopath. Thank you, Frank.
Okay.
So naturopathic work. Yes,
all right.
We'll talk about that. Thank you, Frank.
You're very welcome. And
he's great. Isn't he great? I love him.
You're beautiful, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned right here. If you have any questions for myself or Georgianne, you can contact me at frankabouthealth102@gmail.com. And you can just stay tuned right here on talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. And we will be back in a few.
Howdy. Hey, Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a cannabis enthusiast, a cannabis professional, or interested in entering the cannabis space? I'm Johnny Tsunami, and this is Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view. On our show, we will discuss the cannabis world through the perspective of various cannabis professionals. Tune in every Thursday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m., Talk Radio NYC, Planet Baco Lolo, a less taboo view.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. This is a very special episode. All of my episodes are special, but in this particular case, it's like I said, I'm working with family on this particular show. I want to, you know, I know that I've actually had chance to hear your show on occasion over the last several months, especially when I brought this one back to the network. And you have very interesting guests. And I know that a lot of them are from the aspect of whether they've talked about poor upbringing or sexual identity or dealing with mental issues related to loved ones and themselves and their own sense of love for themselves. But I'd like to know more about some of the work that you do in your practice related to mental issues, but also your naturopathic work. I want to learn more about that as well, because I don't think I've had a chance to hear anything on your show as of yet regarding that those type of health issues.
Yeah. You know, we are, we live in our body, and everything that we think or don't think, eat or don't eat, affects this container that we live in. And it's more than a container. I mean, it's been given to us as gift by God. It's an amazing, I'm not going to call it a machine, it's amazing creation. You know, when you look at the physiology, the biology of it, it's profound. Mm-hmm. And so everything that, you know, and I was born in 1954, so there was very little awareness of nutrition. I got into it very early. I've been involved with this since I was about 20 years old, with an awareness of the importance of eating well. And one of the biggest poisons that we all seem to grow up loving, and I think it's changing now. You know, I have two beautiful godchildren, you know, one a couple of months old and one going to be three next month. And, you know, they eat very differently and they're not eating a lot of sugar, but white sugar is really a poison.
Lethal.
Lethal. And cancer cells grow on sugar. One of the ways I like to, if my patients would like to work, you know, naturopathically along with their psychoanalytical or spiritual practice or not, or just want to work naturopathically, I will recommend them getting blood work. A pretty advanced blood work to look at a lot of different things that mainstream medicine might not necessarily look at. And those numbers will tell us a lot. It'll tell us how the different organs are functioning, you know, what the cholesterol is doing, how your heart is. It'll give us a picture, whether or not you might want me to know or not, how you are living, the type of things you're eating or not eating, you know, things like that. We know that the more vegetables you can eat in a day, and I've done raw juicing since I was about 22 years old. And by the way, I don't love vegetables, but I eat them. I don't love them, but I eat them. And I make sure I get at least 4 to 6 a day. Yeah. But I do. And I'm very disciplined that way. But we know that, you know, vegetables, green vegetables, and, you know, when I was in one of my beginning college courses 100 years ago, we had to do a profile and on nutrition. And I did a whole color chart on the colors of foods and what to eat and not eat.
Right.
And the colors, you know, eat the colors of the rainbow. and you'll be all right. Anything that doesn't go bad, don't eat.
Correct.
Anything that goes in a, that if you want to get something in a package and it doesn't have an expiration date, don't buy it. you know, anything that doesn't rot, don't eat.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, that's, I also work with plant extracts. I studied aromatic science. I used to teach at the university, the chemistry involved with essential oils, the aromatic plants. Mm-hmm. And I would blend them. I blend them into healthcare formulas for external use because they're lipophilic by nature and they penetrate transdermally into the bloodstream. So you can work on the body topically and get different appropriate plants into the system, into the organs via massage. So we, you know, work that with that. So there are many different modalities. There are many alternatives to medications, although I'm a complementary therapist, not necessarily an alternative, because I'm not adverse to medication. If it wasn't for antibiotics, although I think we go overboard with them, there probably most of us wouldn't be here, or many of us wouldn't be here if there wasn't antibiotic. You know, it was really important. In World War I, before there were antibiotics, there was a French scientist by the name of Gatfosse who worked with the essential oils to as antibiotic therapy quite successfully, and because there are a lot of essential oils that are antibiotic in nature, but you have to know what you're doing to work with them because they can also be toxic. But he prevented a lot of gangrene and having to remove limbs to prevent gangrene using essential oils. One of the
these are the things you do not find on commercials at all. The ones that they show you on commercials have all those side effects, and those are the ones to pretty much stay away from.
Yes. And there's ways to detox the liver without medication. There are ways. Unfortunately, like everything else in our society, everything is just expensive. You know, to get the proper supplements, it's expensive. But anyway, one of the new sciences now, and you and I were talking about this the other night, Frank, is that is really gaining a lot of attention in science is the microbiome. And the microbiome, we've all heard of probiotics. Mm-hmm. Well, the microbiome is made up of millions of bacteria. Let me rephrase that. Microbes. Millions of microbes. And those microbes are like protective agents for our whole body. But they all live in the gut. So I have always said that all disease begins in the gut. All disease begins in the gut. And, you know, that being said, I used the word bacteria before. If people don't take care of their mouth and they have dental disease or gum disease, there's a possibility that they'll get heart disease. Because you're putting these poisons, this bacteria, constantly in your system. And they attack. Go ahead, Frank.
I was just going to say, would you also reflect on people who have disease in the gut as also their state of mind? Or is it
sometimes
it starts in the gut and goes to the mind?
It starts in the gut and goes to the mind. If you have a disrupted microbiome, many times there can be depression.
Interesting. So what I've just learned here this very moment is that what I've always believed, especially with all the research I've done in my time with psychology, it's like all of a sudden, I always thought it began here. But what you've just enlightened me into is that, you know, organically, we were not using our mind when we were first conceived. It didn't even form until the sixth week, I believe. But the thing is that our body organically is also having its own mind per se, and leading into other reactions that one is always believing the mind is creating. So depression can be created by the microbiomes that exist in your gut. And most people are unaware of this.
The physiology. Our physiology can create different disruptions anywhere, psychologically, chemically. That's what it is, Frank, really, isn't it? It really affects the chemistry.
Yes.
It's the chemistry that becomes affected.
So what is your take on the role that DNA plays in all of our cells? Would you say that it's a partner with the microbiomes, or that sometimes it's the DNA itself that generates them?
The DNA itself can generate them. You know, it's interesting because if I was, you know, young enough to have children, I would definitely save the umbilical cord.
Stem cells.
Because the umbilical cord has all the DNA, all of the mast cell, all of the cells that are needed to, as you get older and you have different diseases or issues, you have everything right there to use. Genetic science. It's unbelievable. But that being said, I'm sorry to get off the topic.
No, this is very enlightening. I think it's relevant.
What were we saying before that?
No. What you are actually showing is that the whole, you know, we started the show under the idea that it's an integration of mind and spirit, body and mind, body and heart. But really, it's like a triumvirate here. We're talking about the organic instances in your body, along with your mind, along with the spirit, which is the hub that integrates everything.
Yes, beautiful. And we were talking about genetics. Yes. Genetics definitely affect one's physiology, psychology, all of it. Mm-hmm. And that being said, there are what's called epigenomes. Mm-hmm. Epigenomes used to be looked at as junk DNA. So they were never paid attention to. But I think it began in the 60s. I'm not good with dates, but I think it began in the 60s where they started doing the research and they found out that the epigenomes were just uncoded and that we can change part of our genetics through our lifestyle practices consistently. And out of all of that is why I've given my life to my work. Because if I work with my patients on these levels, we can change lives.
Including the ones that we bring about in the future, our children.
Absolutely, without question.
Well, speaking of the future, that's what we're going to cover on the final segment of this show. So ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more about being frank about spirituality with our own George Andel and myself, Frank R. Harrison, here on talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. We will be back in a few.
Be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Do you feel uninformed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening for the last 45 minutes. This has been like a fusion of two different shows right here on the network, Frank About Health and Journey Through to Awareness. I think it was time that it happened because I have been discussing for the last 20 or so weeks about various mental health issues. We talked about COVID. We talked about also the regular health issues of cardiac, diabetes, and cancer, which are like the big three in my world. But tonight, I managed to see a capstone to all of this, thanks to Dr. Dow or Georgianne, that awakened me and brought me to awareness that, yes, God does live within us. And whether it's your instincts or your heart beating a little fast or having a feeling of deja vu or having a tingle down your spine when you're faced with an idea, that is God reaching out to you. I'm a firm believer in that, always have been a firm believer in that. But tonight, with Georgianne's help, I've been able to see that more clearly and hope that all you listeners out there, while I continue to advocate to own your healthcare, own your spirit as well in order to get a better grasp on what it is you need to do to continue to fight for your solutions, whatever they may be. So, Georgianne, I want to discuss the future of your practice, of your show, of your views on nutrition. In fact, I'm going to be totally frank with people out there. You have my recent lab results, which I'd like you to actually go over with me right on air and kind of educate me in addition to the other people out there about my future. But at the same time, I just want to leave the platform open to you to show people how they could reach out to you if they want to work with you, whether it's holistically, naturopathically, psychoanalytically, or definitely spiritually. And so by all means, just take over and show the world what you've got.
You're so generous. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
So for those of you interested in contacting me, I have a website. It is www.D as in dog, R as in Robert, G as in George, D as in David, A as in apple, U as in umbrella.com. So it's Dr. Dr. GDAU.com. Or you can be in touch with Frank and he can give you my number. It's fine. I'm happy if you want to call me. Frank can give you my number also. Mm-hmm. So I'm very open to, you know, whatever I can do to help. Mm-hmm. So the future, I think there's going to be in the future more and more what's going to be called functional medicine, which is really quite profound. And it really surpasses naturopathic medicine in many ways, because it will bring into picture genetics. And there will be, there are now, unfortunately, we're not allowed to offer them in New York State, unfortunately. Mm. But there are tests that can show how your metabolism is working genetically, what your stool is saying genetically about your microbiome. And very, very important. Blood work will be able to let you know what food you're sensitive to, not necessarily allergic to, but sensitive to, where, you know, when you eat something and all of a sudden you just don't feel great, but like, you know, you're not having a rash or you're not needing an EpiPen or anything like that. You're just not feeling great. Most of us are allergic to that which we crave.
Interesting.
The reason that most people need to go gluten-free, if you have any type of thyroid condition or thyroid nodules, you need to go gluten-free. Gluten exacerbates that condition. Wheat, which most of us have a sensitivity to, became a problem because the wheat was bioengineered and it was genetically modified and it was bastardized by the increased need to produce more and more grain. Hmm. And so are a lot of the soils now because of the multitude of people on the planet, the amount of food that has to be produced. And the soils were never supplemented with nutrients and turned over properly, and they were bastardized. So that's why if you can eat all organic, try to eat all organic, including meats that are free range. You want to eat as many meats as you can that are free range. I don't eat a lot of meat. Not that anyone is asking, but I will eat some birds, but I don't like eating mammals. I'm a mammal. So I just have a thing about that. Mm-hmm. So everyone should learn how to read your blood work or to find someone like myself, doesn't have to be me, that can help you to understand your blood work so that you get a grasp of what's going on in your own body. Because most of the time, the doctors don't even give you your blood work, and they really should, and you should ask for it. Yeah. Everyone should ask for their blood work. So Frank and I were going over this, and it's my pleasure, and I'm going to make recommendations for him. Mm-hmm. He's my friend. Mm-hmm. And although Frank had shared with me that cholesterol went down, it has gone down from last time, he said, and I see the cholesterol here is pretty good. I had him run an LPA, which gives us a little bit more information into the cholesterol mystery. But cholesterol in itself isn't bad. The LDL cholesterol, which is your low density lipoprotein, that is what is plaque forming. The LDL can adhere and score your arterial walls. So you want to keep the LDL as low as possible. Frank, I think, said he had, you don't have a genetic predisposition, right, to heart disease?
No, there's none in my family that I know of. I mean, I know my grandmother had a quadruple bypass when she was 80. And at that point, you know, after another 15 years of living her life through, she eventually died of an aneurysm in her stomach. It didn't even have to do with the heart. But that's as far as the heart history in my family is concerned. My family has a history predominantly of becoming diabetic, which I believe is more on my mother's side. And then also has a history of cancer. My father just recovering from a bout of prostate cancer for the past year.
All right. God bless Daddy. Yes. Absolutely. Well, we know that your GGT is elevated, so that we have to get that checked, because that indicates that there is some something going on with the liver for yes. you, right? So we know we need to do that. We know that the A1C is elevated, so we need to get that down. And there's naturopathic ways we can look at that, as well as maybe work with a medication called metformin, which really, for a drug, is a pretty good drug. It really reduces inflammation. Inflammation is the precursor to all disease. Inflammation is important because, like, when you prick your finger and it gets red and it hurts, that's inflammation. That's the precursor to all healing. You have to have inflammation to heal. The problem is, with inflammatory distress, which is really the problem with COVID in many ways, because the inflammatory process never shuts down, and your body continues to make what's called matrix metalloproteases, and it keeps on recycling these, which causes over time breakdown of tissue and cells, and it causes destruction. Because you have a whole immune system, which is your B cells, your T cells, your lymphocytes, you know, always working together to clean up all of the debris inside of us. And why we want to keep our system as clean as possible, so that we're not taking in foods that are inflammatory, but also that we're not having and we're not putting a burden on our immune system.
Correct.
There is a test called NMR. Which is nuclear magnetic resonance, which lets us know the size of the molecular size of the cholesterol particles, which lets us know not only more information about the size, but the density of the cholesterol particle, and also perhaps where they come from. And I have an imagination that many people's not only come from fatty foods, but come from sugar. Because anytime you eat baked goods and you and eggs have been used, those eggs become plaque forming in that baked good.
Interesting. Well, you know what? I am definitely going to contact you, as you've instructed the listeners out there, because my doctor did say he wants to put me on metformin. And the fact that you have positive things to say about it is leaning me towards that. But at the same time, we're about to go off air. And I don't know, I've learned a lot from you today, that time has truly flown. Like you asked earlier, where has the time gone? Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. Frank, I want to thank you so much for inviting me on your show. And I want to thank all of you that are listening. God bless. And thank you so much for the privilege.
And stay tuned for her show on Monday nights. But more importantly, stay tuned for 6 p.m. with our own Johnny Tsunami and Planet Pacalolo. Talk about crazy tobacco. I even call it crazy weed, but it is essentially cannabis and therefore weed. And stay tuned to my season finale of Frank About Health next Thursday. It'll be 2 hours, all about compassionate healing in the medical profession and also for patients as well. Thank you for thank you for being here this past hour with me and Georgianne. And we'll see you next week on talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you
soon. You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Did you know that nearly 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Inning. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.